Hi, Doc.
Hello again, Ruth, Gary, and Jeffrey. It's Sunday night now, and I just browsed another tape and thought I'd send you one instead of sending you a letter. Ruth, I got a nice long letter from you today, mailed the 24th, and I can't tell you how much I enjoyed reading all the details. Finally found out about the car. Can't believe it cost $511, but I guess they must have replaced most of the engine. I think that if you try to contact the factory representative, probably through Canoga Park Lincoln Mercury, you could probably get the money for any parts refunded. We'll probably have to still pay for labor, but I feel it's their fault. I'll tell you again all the details. If you remember, the first time that the car overheated was when I was driving it home after having a tune-up done, which was done just before 24,000 miles was up. So it was still within the warranty period. And if you remember, I took the car back to Leader Lincoln Mercury, and they replaced the the permanent antifreeze and didn't charge me anything on the warranty because it had overheated during the warranty period. And then, remember, it kept overheating, and then I noticed that the water pump was leaking. So I took it back to Leader Lincoln Mercury, and they replaced the water pump on the warranty. Now, when they do something on the warranty like that, they don't give you a receipt. It just goes into the Ford company. So you'd have to write the Ford company in order to get records on that. And you probably could just write them and tell them the problem, or talk to the factory representative, and he could check. And what you need is the warranty number, which is on that little plastic card, which should be in the glove compartment, or it's also on any of the invoices from the previous service. And then you'll remember that I took it into Canoga Park Lincoln Mercury and told them that I was having trouble. And it's written on the slip there that it had been overheating. And they checked it out, and the only thing that they thought was wrong was that the radiator cap wasn't functioning properly, so they gave me a new radiator cap. At that time, they checked all of the hoses, and I think that's important. The one of the fellows that works and checks you in at the Canoga Park Lincoln Mercury probably will remember me because he checked the car over himself as far as the overheating is concerned, and we spent a long time checking the gas cap and checking for pressure leaks. And I forget his name, but he's a sort of a short, stocky guy with sort of blondish, curly hair. Now, it was about less than a week later that we had the problem with it overheating. So that I think that it's a problem that we were aware of and that they were unable to fix. So I think that the warranty should cover it. But the only way to get really satisfaction is to talk to a factory representative. I'm sure glad that you've been getting out. I hope you get to go to a lot of the basketball games, and if you want to, go to the football games. By the way, what happened to the football tickets? Did they come by mail? If they didn't, you ought to call the ticket office because I did send in a $26 check. As you'll see in that letter that I sent you yesterday, Fulton National Bank sent us a letter saying that I had written a check for $65 and that we only had $31 in the bank. I just can't understand where that $65 was written. I don't remember writing a check for $65. I know I didn't bring any checks with me, so if I wrote anything, it would have been before I left, and I was almost positive that I told you about everything. I guess I wrote you that I was down in Saigon, when was it, day before yesterday, and had a long talk with Ron. He's going to Fort Devens, Massachusetts. He thinks. He didn't have official orders, but this is what he had heard. I guess Gail doesn't know yet. He looks pretty well for having been as sick as he was. Apparently, some fellows told me he had lost 30 pounds, which is just hard to believe. You ought to call John O'Hara and tell him that I saw Finn Gunderson. And had a long talk with him. I spent half the day with him down at at third field in Saigon. He's taken Ron's place. You'll never believe who else I just saw. I saw Jimmy Hawkins on TV live from Saigon. Apparently he'd been on a tour of Vietnam, and they were interviewing him on TV, on a TV program. And I just couldn't believe it. I looked at the screen and saw Jimmy Hawkins sitting there. So you ought to call Shirley and tell him. Apparently he must be leaving Vietnam now, because he said that he had just completed a tour, so I guess I won't be seeing him. Apparently the USO show has just never come up here. I don't know why, but I guess this is such a considered such a small base camp that they just don't come by. Television here is pretty boring. There's one TV station, and the hooch I'm staying in has eight guys, and we all chipped in and bought a TV, one of these little 9-inch portable jobs. In fact, I'll probably buy one to bring home, either a Sony or a Panasonic one, you know, just so we have a nice little portable TV to have in the bedroom. It'd probably be a lot of fun. They have all the big programs, like they have Rowan and Martin, and they have Ironsides and Mission Impossible, but it seems like everyone that's on TV I've already seen the rerun of last summer. So it'll probably be another 6 months before they get into programs that I haven't seen yet. We get the football games about a week late, although we get the scores about 24 hours late. See, it's 12 hours difference now. In other words, I'm sitting here at 9 o'clock in the in the evening, and it's 9 o'clock in the morning yesterday. It's Sunday now. Oh, pardon me. It's 9 o'clock Sunday morning in the east, and it's 9 o'clock Sunday evening here. So that means that right now in L.A., it's 6 a.m. It's just hard to believe that there's such a difference. Here I am, you're just starting your day, and I'm just finishing it. We have movies about every night, but the projector is just so terrible, and the movie is so chewed up that it keeps flittering on a screen, and you can barely hear the sound, so it's pretty ridiculous to see a movie. We saw Wait Until Dark night before last, and I had to sort of narrate the film for other people because I had already seen it and they couldn't understand a word that was being said. It's pretty sad especially when you go down to Saigon at Tan Son Nhut Air Force Base, which is just right across the street from Third Field Army Hospital, and see a brand new movie theater. Of course, it costs them money, and for us it's free. Tonight we cooked in the hooch and had steaks, and it was really nice. You know, if you have an inn over here, if you know somebody who works in food supply, you can get all the steaks you want. And it's really ridiculous because in order to really enjoy yourself over here, you just have to know somebody. This morning I went out and shot the .45 pistol. And it was interesting because I'd never fired it before, and that's the thing that we're supposed to use to defend ourselves. And I wanted to know that I knew how to shoot it. Spend almost the whole day in the operating room, primarily operating on Arvin. I'll continue on the other side.